I think it'd be a break for Ange.
Such a business one, yeah.
But I think maybe that should be on the.
Yeah, I'd like to know what that is.
That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think this should be a break for Ange.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
Maybe the
But this is under, yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the.
Ah, yes, of course it is, yeah.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
And the goo, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon this stands for lambda or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, what's different? This is.
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission loads. I think high excitation should be up because it's just saying.
It's talking about the species that the emission loads are coming from.
Yes.
Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
Not even up in nebulosity. ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right.
We agreed for to keep Hubble?
No, yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that should be green as well.
Yeah, that should be a source type, yeah. It's Yeah, do you think that's part of the name, yeah?
It's the whole name. Yes, I have no way of knowing, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, I think it is all.
Absorption line system shouldn't be there.
One name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs, I'm talking about column densities. Which is a derived property.
Yeah, this is
Yes.
But then.
Species lines again, aren't they, not
Yeah, that's fine.
Individual lines.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I seem to have just died in this.
I win.
We got bored through. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score like who wins.
Yeah, it's their prize at the end, bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And again.
No, that's not.
That's a special feature, that's okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is, I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he?
Maybe.
The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes. But I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGN with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's read as well.
Yeah.
Which it is. Oh, oh, stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G dwarf.
G dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably, that's the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I think. Our son is a G dwarf.
Oh, there you go.
I saw it yesterday.
And cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's saying Lyman Alpha Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then maybe it should be any, yeah, I think it should still be the question.
Radiolab quasar again. Emission models, definitely not.
Why associated?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what does
yeah.
it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What's your associated absorption? Doesn't say
it's
associated
with. Well, it's a process,
though,
isn't it? Is it in process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah.
So
right, okay,
yeah,
so that means then.
Those are mechanisms, so they don't count. Yeah, I just missed it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering
yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then
mm-hmm.
do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, same problem. It's done. If we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But
well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you're
mm-hmm.
thinking about resolution, but sort of like coming up with a corrective version
right,
on
okay.
these pieces.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
You've seen the other one, the quasar, right? The
yes.
Right.
Yes. And this is exactly the same as last one. In the systems. IM galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean there, sir?
Hubble deep field is being marked. And
yeah.
absorption
isn't
should be
marked.
Yeah.
Fine.
I don't think able cluster is different from cluster. Enable clusters just
yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have ABAR clusters.
Yes,
yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I
agree.
You can have soft access.
I agree.
yeah, you come to blows
yes,
with your soft
right,
access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and compton emission.
Okay.
You could be right in both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BLX and radio BLX, I think, because BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree. That's fine.
No.
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 Continue.
No.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with taking that out.
Yeah. Intermediate, it's a region.
The so-called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
Because it's
if
a region.
If you talk about the borderline
yeah.
region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just it's not there.
Yeah, it's badly
yeah.
written.
So cool.
Infrared galaxies. We said not to mark things based solely on. So it's just defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies. Mm.
Just galaxies.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, surely. Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starburst within a galaxy. But they are
yes.
just starburst
yeah.
galaxies.
Yeah.
And galaxies?
Galaxies.
Mm. Continuum or continuum flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really.
It doesn't
really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but obviously.
Let's
put
flux
okay. in.
In most of these cases, we put flux in.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same as feature. Board line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of board line polarization.
Board line polarization. Is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just
point
spectrum.
To it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it. I would only use it on those broad line in it. I was thinking that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay,
great.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was. Because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are. This should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay,
well,
actually,
sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah,
right.
Characterized
right.
but unusually.
Okay, so the question is. Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's
yeah, no, you've got line.
Difference only weak
oh,
line.
Oh, line, that's fine.
No.
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
a line
right.
there as well.
I think
difference.
Weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay. In the same
yeah.
way, if you have broad line, it would be in
yeah,
there.
That's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
It just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
HC.
Yeah.
That's not a sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's not a sort of stuff.
Tiny in. Mm-hmm. We've got emission line relations. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
It's right again. Oh no,
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 it's not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Line emitting gas I don't like. Yeah. Infrared galaxies we can't have.
Okay. Making a mission feature, which we're
yeah,
including now.
That's okay. Depth, Lyman, Alpha, Georgia, Tressa, say. Right, yeah. Mission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, it can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
That should be a
protogalactic
type. No,
that is not a
plan.
Source type.
What
were
you thinking? It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. Like absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers something differently.
Yeah.
Small angular size, it's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process.
Features.
Yeah. Feature, yeah.
It's a feature.
Yeah, okay. It's a feature, respectful feature.
Yeah.
Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Those are the regions, flobs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now I'm choosing.
Yeah.
X-ray BLX.
Yeah, that's okay. Intermediate types? No,
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You get it then. That doesn't go
in.
Oh, it's okay.
It's like
I don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which I had a line?
Yes, we are taking out a line on its own.
Right.
So we have, yes.
But you just...
Yeah.
Every time
keeping lines there.
Yes,
so
take what line are you? In general every time there's been line. Has there been line? Okay, it's
line
width, but it's still where that's lines. Have we had any just where it says
line ratio?
Ratios?
We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, lines are still
okay.
Lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
Not the whole thing.
Absorption features in the UV spectra.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectra should be there. But if it's a wavelength or wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line centre. In fact, the whole thing should be like that, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the line wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it. Eclipsing.
That should be in there.
Yeah, they're right there.
You're right, starburst. Oh, starburst active. Starburst like activity. That's everything. That's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then the AGN like activity.
Yeah.
An AGN is a class.
A starburst is a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy. But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, that's.
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the space, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same.
Right,
they either have to both stay or both go, and
yeah.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe it's star forming.
Yeah,
different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. But star death. Okay. We've just got this split up. I think it should be H. You're right, it's two.
Oh,
it's a wavelength region,
it's a wavelength region.
But it's same between that line and that line.
Yeah. Okay. I'm right here. That's
you
quite
are,
a
yes.
bit of it.
Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
know.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
So we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh,
no, the other side. Sorry. Absorption line systems. Hubble, Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines?
Yeah, we did it before.
Yes, don't include that. Prisms.
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, Weco 3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And low ionization. They're low bals, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bal is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if high bals are, but low bals are.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big joke.
Oh,
high
yeah.
bals. Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah.
Emission line
that's
candidates.
That means objects that are identified
yes,
and maybe at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's almost. Yeah,
continuum
mass and continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband. Nice teeth. Mine too. Now, what were we doing if.
Radio lab quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you wouldn't in language speak. Now, each conduct has a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really sound.
Yeah, I think so.
So we need a rule for that.
Is that goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio loud quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the Z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio loud quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you.
Okay.
That's whatever's easiest for you. no.
Yeah, let's take it out.
The spectral
yeah.
components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Public field again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, we can't
should
have that.
Be in either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type. Yeah.
Mm. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah. Oh.
IGM I've done again.
Right.
It's nice and easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
We can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
But we want the lines still.
The galaxy,
galaxy
or
galaxy?
Galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
And
so
proper. Whatever the words.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what HPC stands for?
Then to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
Yeah,
that's
that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, but it's ICM.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
So right there. Should be this, and it probably is.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, line edges are different. I missed out that.
HBC. I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB2, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line width is fine. Here's my flux.
Hey.
Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
We wanted, unless it's relative, we want modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? Wasn't it according to the acumen rule? The first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acumen?
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed the party.
Yeah,
weak emission. I think it should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm. Including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we should remember on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then
weak
emission levels is just a way of saying. Yeah.
No.
I agree. Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Red emission should be in.
Okay.
Borderline emission in the best frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radiative transfer thing. So they don't mean, they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that, that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again. Continuum source shouldn't be in. Association.
That's an observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
The CT, is the CTIO 4 meter the name of that telescope? And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
it?
Yeah. So yes, but it's also a telescope, and I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope, the CTIO 4 meter telescope is. Must be what's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually.
Mm.
But anyway. I don't mind.
If we put.
Including observatory, if it's part of the proper name.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing there?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended iron
lines.
So they do mean iron lines, though.
Yes,
it should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping the line in because it's strength. Continuum flux, so we should have all in.
We're doing that, yeah.
No!
No!
Might be hundreds of those. This is quick.
Don't mind an alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. But I don't know about quasars.
I don't know what that means either. One damped Lyman alpha QSOs. It's not a source type, that's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. I think so, that's okay. DAWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. 25 of DA type and 6 of DD type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
white dwarfs,
class.
Yeah.
Not
yet. Yes, you're fine with
that. I'd put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No, that's right.
So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No absorptions. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs. No. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I
well, we're
I
doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So we should do.
I guess you could keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
really
discuss them as
specifically distinct.
They are as much as ultra luminous galaxies are.
Okay. No absorption lines.
Yeah,
on the same, yeah.
Good.
I didn't try not to be associated with it.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
O, A, and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what are we going to do about A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are Strong soft X ray flux. Yeah, you can put that.
Okay.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL
that's
outflow.
Those,
it's a, yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption is more cloud.
That doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
And I didn't.
Blue wings of this and this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know where.
I think if the line's too long, you've
highlighted
it as one.
Oh, I highlighted it all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the so
the
more
end
of the end as well.
Yeah,
I think it probably was, and it just hasn't printed it because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
Because if you look
so
at
your end
what
starts.
Olivia's done,
yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all contacts individually.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Should be. Oh, so is. That's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, when we don't mark line
That's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So we've been. Rich
iron
spectrum. You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's, and if you had a spectrum, you had all the lines, actually, lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines, then
mm-hmm.
after that you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You have the whole spectrum, you can't see it.
That is the rich iron spectrum.
That's right.
This is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah,
so in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not
it's
different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes.
Is that
the thing?
Or the same.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make it to our second cookie break.
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals?
Neither of mine. Are giant elliptical separate things? I don't know.
Yeah,
they are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Line emitting gas, don't get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
I think
like ionized in that.
Really?
Hmm?
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly the same as.
It's pointing there and saying that there's a high excitation emission and there's no high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you don't think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh,
you've got X-ray source. R117.
Now our line secret one should all be one, with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, this is describing the band you do the observations in.
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
That counts?
I think so.
Well, you included it before when you said this has been detected.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I think should be.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, that shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Templars is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on though, but. Isn't it just. Describe your mechanism there. It isn't a special feature as such. It's
No, I think it's a spectral feature. You can point to adaptation and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, adaptation and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift. Absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp planet alpha absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp planet alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've every feature is produced.
Well,
if it was
absorption in damp planet alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. What it means with low redshift damp planet alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp planet alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp planet alpha absorption.
Yeah,
the
well that's
mm-hmm.
true.
In the same way that
HB2
emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it, so that's
yeah,
that
yeah,
okay.
Should be in there.
Microquasars.
They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard of it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and even more hyperluminous,
yeah,
well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
There's a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
I've made that one up, so never
heard that
one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah, that's got it in.
That should
be
in.
That's okay.
Yeah. Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region of an object that could not
right.
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, what happened also, you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
And it has to be in there. Mm-hmm. Continuum flux, you know. Mm-hmm. EV and optical emission line. Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all of that goes then, doesn't it? Sure.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2
right.
Supercellulose is in one.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
Yeah. TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband
detection.
Detections,
right. Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
Is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's
an
instrument.
It's not
yeah.
a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. We can have that. Right. Like the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should be
there as well.
Narrow emission lines from higher
yeah.
up line.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah, you're
separate.
Right.
Continuing radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
emission
from the narrow line region.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
FB Lobo is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe any of his.
On
a Keck observatory, yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going
yeah. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah.
He's so electronic.
Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UVXS is all right.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class, yes. We're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in because it's so broadband. But yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Mind strength.
No,
means equivalent, yeah. I did miss group.
Zubu telescope, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey, wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name, because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Hooray!
Well
done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Amazing. Once we got them identified, a lot of them were.
Yeah,
same problem.
Yeah.
What's the bit in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without.
No.
I was in a little bit of wire with me. Excuse me,
Karen. Do we need to remain wired up? Or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, Melissa, now that we're done here.
You can just sit. I'll sit next to there so people know what it is. Just an example then. That was pretty straightforward. Yeah, not so bad. We have a lot of agreements. Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not, I'm going to my other office in Ness.
Well, I was going to say we'll take a taxi, but it's just me. Maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can you just
I
call
will
Ben again?
Yeah.
Yeah.